Okay, we're going to start again, just the Gemara over again, from the Mishnah, Samach Aleph, Amid Aleph, because it's very difficult to get involved in the middle of the sugya where we're up to start middle, so I might as well read the Gemara instead of trying to refresh memories by my own words. Dr. Mishnah, Mashallah, Sishul, Chaverta, again, Mishnah, Samach Aleph, Amid Aleph, which we did already, but I am reviewing. Mashallah, Sishul, Chaverta, a woman can lend her friend, Hakashuta, Lashrius. She's chashit to keep Peirush Shmias after Zman Habir. There's a time that the Peirush Shmias has to be gotten out of your house. Machlokes, we show them exactly what has to happen to it. Whatever it has to happen, she's not allowed to hoard it. She has it in her house, so she's chashit. People are, she has a name. People are chashiters, meaning she got a name that people say she doesn't keep it. You can lend her napa v'kibra v'rachayim v'taner. You can lend her tools that she can use to process her grain, her produce, even though she's going to be doing an Avera, because if it's Darki Shalom, you're not directly involved, you're just giving her the thing, and therefore it's Mutter. You cannot separate or grind, because then you are involved in working with the Avera, and you're not allowed to help a person while they're doing an Avera. A wife of a Chaver who's reliable, and we don't know what reliable here means. Does it mean reliable for Maishvist? Or does it mean reliable for Tumah? There's going to be a machloikas in the Gemara. But whatever it is, the reliable woman can lend the Eishes Hamaretz who's not reliable. And again, we're not sure at this point what her non-reliability is. Naba v'kivra kivra. And over here, by Reres v'techenes and rakenes ima. She can help her separate, grind, and sift. Avo v'shitet v'samayim. But once she adds the water, and now it's susceptible to Tumah, because at that point you're helping a person who's doing an Avera, because rabbinically it is forbidden to be Gairim Tumah for Chutzlot. Well, we'll see in a minute, because it might be Tumah Schala, again, to be explained in the Gemara.
But before Mishtatadalus Amayim,
she can help her, correct.
But was it wet at all?
No. Maybe yes, maybe not. We'll see in the Gemara. The kulam le'amram le'darik yishalom, the fact that you can lend there is only because of darik yishalom. U'machziki midei nachri b'shvias, you can help Gayim in Shemitah, and we don't know what that means. Avalo yidei yisroh, b'shaylam b'shlomim, you can greet them, even you go, you're using the name Shalom by a guy, and Shalom is the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, le'darik yishalom. Frank the Gemara. Ma'ishna reisha, u'ma'ishna seifa. Why are we more lenient in the Sefer than in the Resha? Why is the Eishes Hamaretz allowed to be helped up to a certain point, and the Eishes Chaver is not? I'm sorry, and the Chashid Al Ashvias is not. Rav Amar Abaye, Rav Amar Asher Ma'asher Meh. So Abaye learns that the fear is Meiser, but since most Hamaratzim take Meiser, we're more lenient. So again, the fear is not Tumah till water is added, and I will explain in a moment why. But till then, Tumah is not a factor. The factor is because it's not susceptible to Tumah, or the Mishnah is not dealing with an Isser to be Gairim Tumah Chutz Laretz. You can learn one of two ways. Either it never got wet, or even if it got wet, it's not so simple that it's Isser to be Gairim Tumah Chutz Laretz. Abaye does not get involved in that. What Abaye is saying is that it's talking about Meiser. And by Meiser, there's a chash that you're helping a woman that's not going to give Meiser. The answer is, most Amaratzim give Meiser, and therefore the fear is much less than the Chashad al Ashrius. That what we know specifically, Lady A is Chashad al Ashrius. Here, we don't have specific information that this lady is Chashad al Meiser. She's just in the general rule of Amaratzim. Majority tells us that this lady is not Chashad al Meiser. Therefore, we're allowed to be more lenient, and we can help this lady. However, once water is added and it becomes Roy L'chala, because once you put water into the grain, it now becomes dough. It's on its way to becoming dough, and now there's an Isser Shailam Chala. It's Usser to be Gairim Tumat Chala, so you cannot be involved in the Grumma of Chala Tmeya. Therefore, at that point, you must stop helping her. That's what Abaye says. Rava says no. Enochit, by Meiser, we would consider it 50-50. If this was a regular Amaret that is accused for Meiser, Rava said, you would not be able to help her, because it is a biblical question, just like Shvias is a biblical question, and Rava does not consider a majority making a difference here. Which is, by the way, problematic on the side, because elsewhere Rava also agrees Rav Amaret's Masrin. So the Teretz is, Rava just says, here it won't make a difference. Chazal said to treat Amaratim as if they don't separate Meiser. If that were the problem, then Rava said you would not be able to help her. This is talking about an Amaret that does separate Meiser. There are different classifications of Amaratim. The word Amaratim means non-reliable. Non-reliable for what? This Amaret is reliable for Meiser. So there's no biblical problem at all. Therefore, Dr. Rava, how come Amaret's a mayor who considers an Amaret, even one who's careful with Meiser, and the Amaret is the Tumah Tahara aspect, and Tumah Tahara Drabanon, and the question of making Tumah Chulin Tameim is only rabbinic. So since it's only a rabbinic Isser at worst, they allowed you to help her. Rameyer classifies Amaretz, one who doesn't keep Tumatara. So according to the Chachamim's interpretation, then this Amaretz would not be allowed to be helped, because they're Choshen Amaisers. But we're not going with that interpretation. We're going with Rameyer's interpretation of Amaretz, and in the case of the Mishnah, there's no biblical concerns. It's a rabbinic concern, and in the makom of a rabbinic concern, they let you help this woman, even though she's involved in a rabbinic avera. That's what Rava's answering. Aye, with the tani seva mishatatlo samayim letigi ima mekhal derecha laba tumatara skinan. Didn't tumatara only become a factor when she added the water? Right? The Gemara assumed that an abaya never was susceptible to tumah yet. It had never gotten wet. Once it gets wet, you can't help her. Rava is saying it was still susceptible beforehand. So what changed when you added the water? Dr. Gemara, Reisha v'seva b'tumma v'tara, Reisha b'tumma z'chulam v'seva b'tumma z'chala. When it's a rabbinic tumah, we help let you help the Amaretz. But once it's added water, now it becomes a question of biblical tumah, and therefore you're not allowed to help her because you're going to make chala tameya. End of story. So we have two answers in our Gemara. Abaya says tumah tara is not a concern until you add the water. Abaya doesn't say why. We'll assume because you never got wet. And ever since it never got wet, there's no problem. The problem was a Meiser problem, which is not a problem because we rely on Rav. Once you add water and tumah tara becomes a concern, don't help her. End of story. Rava says tumah tara was a concern all along. Meiser was not a concern because the Amaretz we're talking about is a reliable Amaretz or Meiser. It's only non-reliable in tumah tara. Except tumah tara doesn't bother us because it's only rabbinic. Till you add water to the grain, when it starts becoming susceptible to challah, eligible for challah, at that point, you're helping her make challah tameya, which is deraisa, okay, so and that we're worried about.
The lady, the Amaretz lady is going to ask, is going to say to their friend, oh, let's make challah together and we'll be able to join JFX together. Now, and then let's put water in, make challah, beautiful thing. And so the lady's going to say, oh, we can't. I can't help you.
Correct.
Sorry. Because the avera you're doing is biblical.
Correct.
And I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Yes. You just said it.
Okay.
Correct.
That's right. Now, on the Drabanan, where the case was speaking about no water.
Before they add the water to the grain.
It's on Drabanan. Yes, sir. Well, I can help you on Drabanan because Drabanans are not important.
No, it's because Drabanan allowed me, Darki Shalom, to help
again,
you.
Again, but the Darki Shalom is going to be affected by the Raisa also.
Again, I'm not being mean to you. I'm trying to help you as much as I can. I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed. The lady wants to go to JFX and asks her from neighbor, drive me there on Shabbos. And you're supposed to say no. But before she asked her if she can help her go to the grocery, and she said yes. To the grocery, yes, yes, we're going to be Dr. Shalom anyway. She might as well say no to the grocery.
To the grocery store on a weekday, and she's going to go to Bernie Shulman's, whatever it's called, and buy Chazer. That's fine with
her. You don't know what she's going to buy.
That's all they sell there.
Welcome back, Rabbi Schultz.
The Dr. Shalom, where do you draw the line? It is a funny story. Any Durban Isser's butcher?
Rav is saying in the Chash Tumma Durabonon, that's what he said.
Okay,
I'm not extrapolating, I'm not posketing anything. I'm not posketing. Rav is saying, because of Dark Yishalom, you're allowed to help her with Tumma Chul and Durabonon. That's what he said. Anything else, I'm not posketing a local amount. This becomes a big question.
I know.
Okay, but therefore, this is not a halacha share. This is not a halacha share. Can I serve a fryer person food? He's not going to make a bracha. But so this is Rabbanon.
I understand that. But she mixes the water, she has to take a feeling that also before the Tanner become problematic when she thinks that the rice is in there?
Whatever you're going to do with the Tanner beforehand, you'll do with the Tanner now, which is Taibulut. Unless it's a Tanner of Chayres, then it can't become Taurus. But that's a problem before she added the water, because even Tumas Chulun can be a problem. I don't know if Chulun Tumayim would be Mitam Kaylee.
It never made a Mishaelis Misha being water without water. Mashma, are we driving her there? Even after water?
Okay, let me just explain. Till Chalas, there's no... Let me put it this way. Food that's Tumay is not Mitam Kaylee. No. It's not mashka. It's food.
Dough is not a mashka.
No, dough is not a mashka. Even rabbinically.
So when you add the water,
the mixing bowl becomes tummy. You're tired. Took it to the mikvah. Anything you want time art you want to take to the mikvah. The Nida might have moved it. You know, I mean, Bechlau, when you learn something in Amoritz, you get a table when it comes back. Be willing to do that. Something in my right.
It's a two-step for the water and the mixing and the kneading. Two-step process.
Shaila is, at what point is it eligible for challah?
If you just add water before you...
It becomes eligible for challah, correct. Once water is added to flour, you can separate challah. We don't till we need it, but you could separate challah the moment water is added to it.
We said that the case where you can help her, where you can give it sweat.
But it's not, it's grain. It hasn't been ground yet. It's still not eligible. You can't separate challah from grain. Challah some dough. Or water in flour. If you wet kernels of wheat, you can't separate challah. It's not eligible for challah yet. Led you both, you were. And Truma's not an issue here because all Marazim separate Truma. And Meister is not an issue because we answered according to Rava, we're dealing with a person that separates Meister. Yes, what do you want to say, Rabbi Cohen? Okay. Frankly, Gemara Ramino, we'll ask you a contradiction. The Bryson says, Taikna the Mafkidan ate the Urkli Shrias, ate the Urkli Paris day in the Tumma. You can grind and then give it to people who eat Shemiyata and people who eat Betumah. You don't have to be afraid that they will touch it or exchange it. The Teichnin is not Negeya here. Teichnin is not telling me a Kiddush. It's just in the contrast. Because, of course, you can grind things yourself with the Shiloh. The Kiddush here is that you can entrust it to them and you don't have to be afraid that they touched it or exchanged it. But you cannot grind for people that eat shviyata or eat their fruit betumah, and you cannot be entrusted with it because you're being misayei yedei bravera. Right. And our Mishnah said you can grind for those who do tumah. And here it says you can't grind to people who do betumah. So So according to Rava, we have a contradiction. According to Abaye, this is not necessarily a contradiction. Abaye never allowed to help people to do things with Tumah. Rava did. Amar Abaye, Hasam B'Kayin Choshen La'echo Tumah B'Tumah Askina. Abaye is answering according to Rava. So that's talking about a Kayin who eats Tumah B'Tumah. So therefore, Avalei Tumah D'Raisa. Therefore, grinding is going, he's not separating, he's going to eat the Truma Betumba. He can work with Truma and eat a Betumba. You don't want to be involved in that Avera, the Havilei Truma Derais.
Neither?
What? Mesayei is the Avera Avera. Mesayei is not Lufneiver. Lufneiver is only tied to Trey Avid in the Hari. He can't do it without you. It's all, Mesayei means being involved. Fact, it's a rabbinic Isser, it's not a Derais Isser. Fact, Gemari Haki Mafkidin. So why can you give it to him? If he's a Kayan, he doesn't stop touching people's things. Reminu, Mafkidin Trumayt Yisrael Amoritz, well, it's a Kayan Amoritz, Meshalibay Gazba. He feels like, you know, I can touch Truma. How can you entrust him with your Truma? Again, you can't help him with his Truma, with his grain, because he eats Truma Batuma. That means you can't trust him with your Truma because he's going to touch it. Dr. Gemara, Amar Aloy Hakam Mayaskina Bikharis Amukabatamusel. It has a tight cover on it, and therefore he's not matame it by touching the outside. And we're not afraid, that he's gonna open it. Can we just finish the Fracting Gemara but Lanka Shemas Atisana Ishtanida? But his wife Danita might move it. Now over here, just as an aside, even though we're matame amaretz, Rishayim say, but they're not matame them for moving a keli, because the Gemara could have said maybe he'll move it. He's tame, he's an amaretz. The answer is tumas amaretz did not extend to hesed. We don't make an amaretz tame to the degree that when he moves a klicheres from the outside, he's like an ida. We don't make him that tame. It's a rabbinic tumma. We don't make it that chomer. But his wife might be tame deraisa. If she's Tamei Deraisa, she moves the keli, even though it's closed. She's Matamit. El Amar Rav Yirmi Eloi Kasha. Kam Beperish Hokshuru, Kam Beperish Loi Hokshuru. That's talking about that the Mishnah that talked about that you're allowed to help him is talking about it was already, it was not Mukshur, and therefore you're not allowed, you're allowed to help them up to the fact where you add the water. Here it's talking about Truma that was already Huxer. And when it's Huxer, you're not allowed to help them at all because of Truma. I, when it says you could be Mafkidin, it's when your fruit's not Muxer yet. So even if his wife, Danita, moves it, it's not going to help hurt it. It's Muxer, your Truma is Muxer. Do not give it to Kayin Amar. That's what
I
call.
I thought it was
legal
gospel we had.
Yeah, I said it. He feels comfortable touching things. Okay, this is as far as we got before Sukkot. Now we will continue, but I needed to bring back the Sukkot. Uriminu. Hamayla chitin l'taychen kuti or l'taychen amaret. If somebody takes wheat to a grinder, you know, to a guy who grinds for money, either he's a kusi or an amaret. You can assume that it's the same fruit as far as Meister and Shemit is concerned. He's not exchanging it, but he touched it. And when he touched it, he makes a tameh. You have to assume that your grain is tameh. So you see clear that we don't trust him for tuma. Dr. Gemara, hi, my rumya. Lavo kim the beperish loy hukshuru. We answered that question already. That the only time we're not questioning of him touching things are by loy hukshuru. Once it's hukshuru, we're questioning him. So what's your question? Not a question. We answered it already.
This means, in other words, this one's talking about where it's not.
Here it says you're not allowed to. You can't assume that it's not tamei. Be allowed to, you can give it to him, but assume that it's tamei.
Because you gave it to him before he hooked her?
Yes. Rashi. Because L'taychen zesh shem ha'uman. That's the craftsman's name. Like he's called a taychen. Right? That's, he's a noun. It's, it could be a verb. You are taychen. And the person who is taychen is called a taychen.
Miller.
The miller. The Lashon HaMishnah. Because Kassan, she'ein chashit l'hachlu b'shein emusir b'perish v'yirsi. He doesn't exchange it. Avloi l'tumma, chashit ha'nemenaga. Ulao k'tami. And before we said that mafkidin that's one. My fact the Gemara, the Karla, my Karla. What was the question? You didn't know the obvious answer? So trashy, my Karla, tired to l'hachlu, we already just answered it. And for the Gemara, mishim d'kabay l'mir machli t'yala. Because this was just to set up another contradiction. The person who asked this contradiction knew the answer. But he was building this question so he could ask the next question. And what is the next question? And that is, L'chalufu l'chashinan? Aharelu b'chaskasun l'maishu l'shvias u'l'chalufu l'chashinan? You don't accuse people of exchanging? Ayraminu. Person whose mother-in-law is an Amoritz, when you give her something to hold, you have to take Maisa before you give it to her, because you can't feed her tevel, and when you get back from her, you can't assume it's the same, and you have to take Maisa all over again. So we are a Chayshed, that makes Chashuda Mechalefes HaMizkalko, because she will exchange the bad for good. So here you have a case that we are chayshev for exchange. You just told me that you're not afraid that somebody will exchange. And there it says clearly that we are afraid somebody will exchange. And for the Gemara, Hasim Kudiktani Taima. There's a special reason by a mother-in-law. Because Amar of Yehuda writes here, B'takonis bito b'ayshem echasnam. No regular person exchanges. A mother-in-law wants her daughter to have good food. If she sees that the grain she got from her son-in-law is not as good, she will exchange it for something better. She wants her daughter to have good food, and she's embarrassed that her son-in-law is not, you know, is, has not such good food, so she does that as a favor. Regular person will not be machlev. Here, she's doing a favor. Because she's doing a favor, the son-in-law has to be mafresh meister again. It's a trashy. Anaisa l'chamaisai. Isa l'saknalai. He gives it dough. She should bake it for him. She should make him cakes and bread. V'yichavar v'yichas hamaret. V'yitbilo l'kach. Now Rashi is bothered. How can he do it? L'chayra she's making a tameh. He took her to the mikvah. He said, listen, mother-in-law, I need you to make me bread. I'm making a bar mitzvah. I need you to bake the challah. But, you know, there's a problem because you're tamei. Do me a favor. Before you bake the challah, go to the mikvah. So she went to the mikvah. So she's tahira. So tumah tahara is not an issue. Now, the question becomes, will she, but she doesn't separate meiser. Will she exchange it? Dr. Bright said, yes. She achsudach mechalefes hamiskalko v'leisenes lahayavah shaloh. He'll give meiser shun leisen law. He has to give meiser before he gives it to her. Shem taklifenu nimtzim machilishen emoser. Because she exchanged it and he gave her tevel. Meshunaitla menu shem machilifasen nimtzayichoshen emoser. And he has to take off what comes back because he has to make sure he's not eating that moser. So we see she exchanges. Right to he? But loyla rohi mechalefes. She doesn't do it for a bad reason. Regular person doesn't exchange. A mother-in-law is different, yes.
He has to take both in and out,
correct. He can't feed her tevel, and he can't eat tevel. And therefore, since she's accused, right, that she will exchange it, he has to deal with that.
For why would she do this more for her daughter than her, and a stranger?
Because she wants her daughter to do, why do you do things for your daughter when you don't do for a stranger?
Because she's getting better stuff?
Yes. Mothers want their daughters to have good things. Right?
This is a little different.
Woman. What do is he say?
She embarrassed
Anakara
and will not serve him spoiled bread.
Well, there's two things. She wants her daughter to have good things and won't serve her. Both. I said both.
I'm surprised that she's going to the mikvah. No, she never goes.
Do you know her?
That's not true. I'm not, these were not people
I'm sensitive they were. But she's choshen al tumma, right?
She doesn't keep her tumma well. So he has to do him a favor. Listen, you know, I'm Orthodox. I'm Haredi. You know, I'm extreme. So can you please go to the mikvah? She can say no. So he'll go to a different, he'll have to make the challah himself.
She's Naaman to go to a
mikvah? Yes. Yes. These are not people that are Badavka people. Listen, these women are, they keep Hilchos Tumma Tahara. As far as they're concerned, they're keeping Hilchos Tumma Tahara. They're keeping Hilchos Tumma Tahara. They're just not doing a good job at it. Exactly. They think they're doing an excellent job. No. It's not, it's unusual before she makes challah to go to the mikvah, but it's not unusual. It's not like this woman never saw a mikvah in her life, no.
She keeps Hilchos Nida?
To her level, yes.
Either she does or she doesn't. No.
Again, see, that's the thing. She's not as careful. Biblically, it's not black and white, exactly. Meaning she's not as careful. We're afraid she's not as careful. Strangers don't exchange, but now we learned. A guy who gives his innkeeper, they used to come to the cities to learn in yeshiva, and they stayed at a person's house. That woman who's in charge of that house was called the pundikus. Pundik is a place where you stay. It could be an inn, it could be wherever you park yourself. And the pundikus is the woman of that house. She exchanges. Over there, she's a stranger. Zakti Gemara has the Myra of Amra. She's Myra Heter. Again, because she thinks she's doing a mitzvah. She says, Barbi Rav Lechu Chamima Vano Echu Kvira. The Talmud Chacham should eat Chamima according to Rashi, it's a statement. Let him eat Chamima. Let him have nice, warm, fresh, and I'll eat the old stuff. She's doing him a favor. She's mechabit him. Therefore, she exchanges it. Rashi, Hasam Nami, the Chalud of Mechilev is a Gishin Lacha Meskalku. Hasam Nami, the type of Meskavenis, Amayri La'atzme Ros Mitzvah Bechilu Zeb. And she says, I'm doing a mitzvah. Barbe Rav, Chamimu Kvira, La'acha Beiz Yom, Magimu Hi Machlifa. It turns Kvira after 2 or 3 days. Frank the Gemara, Vakati La'amalei Chashinon, and you're not afraid that any stranger does it? Vatanya, it says, Eishas Chavar Techenes of Eishas Amaretz, Bizman Shehi Tameya. When the Eishas Chavar is Tamei, so she's careful not to put anything into her mouth, right? Because she doesn't touch Taurus, so she can tell the Eishas Amaretz, I will help you. And we're not afraid, right? We're not afraid that she'll eat tevel, right? This is an Eishes Hamaretz that eats Einam Usser, and we don't want the Eishes Chaver. Sometimes when you eat, you take something and put it in your mouth. Part of working with something is you put things in your mouth. And the Eishes Chaver will not do that when she's Tamei, because when she's Tamei, she's careful not to eat anything. She's more careful. And therefore, at that point, we trust her. Rashi, Techenes Mesayat Meshes Metameya, Eishes Chaver, Tekiva de Metuma Eina Regila Liga Betaris, she's very careful not to touch Taris. The Chashina Shematito Betitin Lutachpia. So she won't, she'll help her grind without touching anything. Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer, Avalai Bezan Shi Taira. Because when she's Tahira, we don't want her helping the Aishas Amaretus Tameya. Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer, Abizman Shi Tameya, Loi Tidchon. Even when she's Tameya, she shouldn't grind it. Meshachaverta, they send us for Vaychelis. Because Asia's Amoritz might take some and hand it to her. She's not going to take anything, but when her friend hands her something, she'll eat it. And we don't want her to eat it because it didn't have Meisher taken off of it. This woman is stealing from her husband. She's giving it to somebody. Right? People take and eat a little themselves, but they don't give it to anybody. This woman is taking and giving it to the guy who's the lady is helping her. She's stealing from her husband, so she won't exchange it. She's chashed in Geneva. It's not stealing. She feels I'm working. It's like an ox who eats while he threshes. While I'm working, I can take some and give it to the one who's helping me. Rashi, they said it's love. I'll makshud the Ashes Amaretz, lignite Michelle Bible to steal from her husband, but little Lichaverta. Myra Hiras Heta Laatma, she Paskins Heta for herself. Okay.
That is Allah. Why is this even the Shiloh? A lady comes to help. She's coming to help. She's giving service to her husband, so why can't she get something from her husband?
You have no permission. That's the Shiloh. Yeah. Do you have permission? It's not yours.
There's not a
umdim.
Somebody comes to your house to help you.
That's what this. I don't know. I can't pass that. What am I supposed to say to Gemara? Assumes it's not. What? So again, see, that's the problem here. It says you can take a little yourself. That's how Rashi learns. You can't hand it to the other person. Meaning, you're working and I'm working with Rabbi Cohn. Rabbi Cohn can take a little for himself, and I can take a little for myself. But I'm not going to pick up and hand Rabbi Cohn. Tyson doesn't like the pshat because he has this problem, but this is Rashi's pshat. So Tyson's a whole different pshat in the Gemara. That's the Gemara Baita. Hey, Rabbi Yezim ben Amshulam, Mishum Rabbi Yechon and Ochav. Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam was testified in the name of his Rabbi Yechon and his brother. Sha'ama Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Chasma. Ein Eisen Chalas Am Ha'aretz B'tara. You cannot. Am Ha'aretz says to Chavar, brings him dough. He says, do me a favor, I'm an Am Ha'aretz. Can you separate the challah off this dough? And that way I can give it to a Kohen Chavar and say, Rabbi so-and-so did the separation of the challah. Therefore, it's not challah tmeya. The answer is no, because the dough is tamei already. By the time he brings it to you, it's tamei. How can you separate the challah betara off dough that's tamei? Therefore, he said, ein eisen challah samaritz betara. You cannot separate challah samaritz betara. Zokrashi, amaritz amal legavu chaver. He says to a chaver who is a dough maker. He's the guy that deals with dough. Hafresh challah misasi. Listen, you're a chaver. You're a recognized rabbi. You have a good hashkocha. Can you separate challah from my dough? Vasei oista betara. Lo yishma loy. Sherekwai nitma kola isa biyad amaret. Because this is tamei dough. Vakayan yisma chalagavo. And if you separate the challah, the kayan will say, oh, rabbi did it. Shu chaver. Beit sarva shakala tahira. Aval oisen chul isa chul of betara. But if the Amoritz brings you grain, and he says to you, can you do me a favor? Make me dough, betara. Take care of this dough. Take care of the challah. Do me a favor. I want to do this on the up and up. I need a hechsher stamp that this is being done, betara. I will be able to give it that kind of cover. I need this to be a hechsher. I'm making a party, and the rabbis will only eat if I have a hechsher. Here is grain. Take care of it. You can do the dough, and you can separate the challah. The night of menu k'dechallah. After you make the dough, you separate the challah. Umeinicha b'kfisai b'achusa. Put it in leather flasks. Right. Things that are not makabel tuma, the kalim are not makabel tuma. Ukshaba amaretz lito, noitlo shneim, ve'ena chayshish. And when amaretz picks it up, you don't have to be afraid that he'll be metame the challah. You can give him the dough and the challah. What happens to the dough is a different story. Once he touches the dough, it becomes tameh. But since you gave him the challah in a separate leather flask that's not mekabel tumah, you don't have to be afraid that he's going to touch that challah. That's what Rabbi Yaisi ben Amshulam said edus from his brother who said it in Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma. Now the Gemara is going to explain, why aren't you afraid he's going to touch it? The Gemara will explain. Same thing is true. He brings you olives. Olives that have already become susceptible for tuma. And he says to you, can you separate truma off the oil here? Can you make this into oil and your olive presser? Here is my olives that already were susceptible for tuma. Can you make me oil and separate truma? You can't do that because the olives are already tamei. I will oisim zeisim chula betara. But if he brings you olives before they were susceptible to tuma, and he says to you, can you please make this into oil? You can do it. V'noitzu haimenu kli truma, the truma, u'menicha b'chelav shochaver, you have to put it in your kelim. I think Amari is going to explain why. That's the halacha. But there's a difference. By the dough, you put it in a flask of leather, which is not makabel tuma. Here you put it in your kelim, and you give it to him, and you're not chayshish. We're going to explain this Gemara as we go along. Let's do Rashi. Look, Rashi. We'll start again. Einayis nechalos amaretz v'tara. Amaretz sh'amar l'gavul chaver. An amaretz that said to a person who makes dough, hifrish chalom yisasi, separate chalom from my dough. Vasei oisim v'tara, make it v'tara. L'yishmaloy, do not listen. Sh'arikvay nitmakola isim yad amaretz. The dough became tameh in the hand of the amaretz. V'akayin yismachal agavul shu'chaver, v'yisar v'shachal ha'tayra. Avul oisim t'chilus isim v'tara. Bekvisa aban chusa, kelim shabloy chamasais, worn out. What does he say it is?
Wine flasks.
What?
Leather wine flasks.
Leather wine flasks. Ain't regilim b'isa, but tumay makabel. But they're not makabel tumah.
Are they tamper proof? They can't open it.
Yeah, you could open it.
So we're not quite sure.
Again, we'll have to see the Gemara. The ain't a chayshish agavul shem yigam aritz mechaver even to better lekamim mefarish time. They used to turn over the olives, process the olives before they pressed them. Maton is the keli where you put it in, and you let it sit there till it gets wet and sopping from the oil inside before you press it. And that's machshuit mekabel tuma. Benitmo. V'akayin say mechaleim v'say v'shein tayrin. Period. Frecht. Now, this continued. Why aren't we afraid he's going to touch it? We're so machmer by amaratzim, and here we're being mekol. V'tayim am I? V'shem k'dei chayev de gavo, v'shem k'dei chayev de badot. Because this takono drabona that you're allowed to do it, was to help people who make dough and press olives make a living. Because if not, they would not have business. Because unfortunately, most of their business comes from amaratzim. And if you would not let them process amaratzim grain or amaratzim olives, they'd not make a living. So in order to help them make a living, we were mako as long as they get it betara, and as long as they process it betara, and as long as they separate the truma and the challah and put it somewhere, which will Mara will explain what the rationale that you can trust Amaretz is as we go along. But really, we would like not to trust Amaretz, even with all what the Gemara is going to explain. But we have another concern here. We have people that need to make a living. And therefore, we were makel to rely on what the Gemara is going to say, the process that we put into place, the gdarim, what word in English am I looking for? The guidelines that we rely on, only because we need these people to make a living. If not, we wouldn't put these guidelines into place. We'd just say, stay away. But reality is reality. They're chaverim that make a living being an oppressor or making dough. And if we don't allow them to have business, they're not going to make a living.
There's no derisus here, right?
No derisus. Well, Tlumu Tamei is a derisus, but Amaretz is a drabonim. The whole thing is a drabonim.
Making Amaretz being his own kelim is too much? I mean, that's already beyond...
Again, we have to make sure it stays tahar. The kohen cannot, the brother cannot make Tuma Tamea. He cannot make Chala Tamea. Amaretz is kelim or Tamei. We're worried about the cover pressing olives, giving it back to the Amaretz with the truma. How are you guaranteeing that the truma stays tar?
He takes the truma off.
Said he takes them both.
Okay. Now there's no shash to say there remains tar with him. He's separated. What is he fixing here?
He separated truma batara.
Separated, what do you do with it?
He gives it back to the Amaretz to give it to a Kohen.
We don't care that he's going.
That's the problem. Oh. So the Braith is telling, there's guidelines being put into place. These guidelines are going to be good. Now, the question is, why are we relying on these guidelines? It's a lot simpler to say, don't do it. Again, answer is, we need these people to make a living, so we put these guidelines into place. And we didn't worry about it afterwards.
But why can't the chaver just take the truma and take the challah and give back the other stuff to the amaretz? So he made money from it, and for the truma and the challah, he'll take care of himself.
But the amaretz wants to give it to the kohen he wants to give it to.
So what happens now with it? In other words, he wants to give it to the kohen. So he's taking it in this leather flask.
Well, we haven't made the guidelines yet. We haven't gone through the guidelines yet. Right? We just set facts. We have not discussed how it helps.
Did he get that hechzer at that moment?
Well, he's getting it right now.
What's he putting in the leather? Only the challah portion of everything? The whole challah?
No, the challah portion. And the tumah portion he's putting into kelim of a chaver. Those are the two things that he's doing to make a difference. Now, why that makes a difference will be discussed. Why did we allow this? Because we need these people to make a living. If not, we wouldn't allow it.
Now the question is differentiating between challah and what?
There's a few questions here. Rashi. The time of my sorry, Rabbanu Lakuli Betrumi Kai Kula, Dikilameka Shemin Gadumahad Naga would touch it. The answer is because he has to make a living. Zakta Gemara Tricha. And we needed both cases, the aluth and the dough. The Ashmina Gavo, Shumulinavish Agre. I would say there you have to worry about making a living because people who make dough charge very little. And therefore they're usually in poverty. And therefore, they need any business they can get. Hashem can have a brother, the Nefesh Agre. People who press olives make a nice living, make more money. So maybe there we're not so made of Machmer. It's once a year. There's a pressing season. So yes, he charges a lot, but he has to last with this a whole year. This is his earning for a whole year. And he might charge a lot, but it lasts for 1 month, you know what I mean? And then he's out of business. Avagabal, the Shrikhalay, makes very little, but it's a constant business. And Maloy, Shrikhalay, that's why we need both cases. Rashi, Glenavish Agre, the Shore Muat, he makes very little. The Fichachu Ani, the Tarach Lumazainas. He's poor, and he needs food. Like Shriachli is Taker, Kim is Shana Lashonet, yearly. Period. Now we have to explain the guidelines. The guidelines. We know now the case. Chazal were mekel to take olives that were not susceptible to Tumah, give them to a cover, he will make the oil, he will separate the Truma and put it in a Kelev Shochaver. And they might make over him to make dough and take the challah and put it into a leather flask that's not Mekabel Tumah. Amar Mar. Noitlon menu kli challah u'menicha b'kvisoi b'anchusa. Puts it in these leather flasks. U'kshava amaretz lito. And amaretz comes to take it. Noitlon eshtayen v'ein echeshish. Frank the Gemara v'lechish do menagaba. How are we guaranteeing anything? He can touch it. Talk to Gemara. We tell him, listen, if you touch this, the challah is worthless. It doesn't work. He wants to be mafresh challah. We tell him, listen, this challah only works if you don't touch it. And we put it in a special leather thing to remind him. But you should know, you touch it, it's not challah anymore. If you're back to tevel, forget about it. Now, the machlokes achrayim, is this like a frosh's challah al tnai? And Enoch Inam, if he touches it, it's not challah? Or is it a threat, but really it's challah anyway? But whatever it is, it's to scare him. You touch this, you forget about tuma. You touch it, it's tevel.
Who's going to know?
Again, he obviously threatened the Gemara. The Galegas don't believe it, but Mama's right, right?
No, it's not.
Maybe he doesn't care.
Afterward, the guy's not
going to
walk with him
until
he goes to the
Kayan. Dr. Gemara Hashtel, he came to do it the right way. So he's not going to care, it goes back to Tevo. The whole idea was he wanted Challah Batara. If we tell him if you touch it, the Challah is not Challah, so then he's going to start again, he's not going to get any Challah Batara. He wanted to do it with a heksher. He knows if he touches it, it's not challah. I won't care? Of course I'll care. Because if not, the whole reason he came is because he wanted challah dan batara. Why else did he show up?
Let him go to the mikvah first.
Why can't he just say it's challah tameh if he touches it?
That's not going to scare him because he doesn't consider himself tameh. But if you tell him it's not challah, that's going to scare him.
I assume that they had their own rabbis making up whatever rules. No. The only rabbis they had were from rabbis of Kohanim, only from Kohanim.
No. They were Kohanim Amaratim also.
Why they just give it to their own?
They could. This guy wants to give it to Kayan Chover. They did.
But he won't go with Mikvah.
He asked Amaratim, he's Torah, Tameh, I'll tell you I'm 100% Torah. He views himself a star. Again, he came to the chaver. Why did he come to the chaver?
It would make no sense why he did.
Again, obviously, he realizes that there's a faction in Klal Yisrael that doesn't rely on his hechsher. And therefore, he wants to accommodate that. He has a kayan. He loves this kayan who's a chaver. He would love to give him his challah. He knows that the Kohen Chaver won't take it from him. So he's trying to do it the right way. Now, he himself thinks that this is absurdity. But he has to play the game. Because if not, the Kohen Chaver won't take it. Listen, there are a lot of people that have a Ksherim in Kashrus that most from people won't rely on. So when they do an affair, they'll go over and say, can you guys do the affair? What do you mean? What do you need his hechsher for? Because there are people that won't eat, if not. And since you're making the thing, you want people to be able to eat. So therefore you will call up a competent, reliable rabbi and ask him to take care of it. What do you mean? Yes, you're not eating kosher till now? The guy will say, of course I'm eating kosher. What can I do? These right-wingers, kanoim, charedim, call them whatever you want. They don't rely on me. What am I supposed to do? I have to deal with reality. We'll continue with him tomorrow.